The Declaration of Arbroath is one of the best known documents from Scottish history. Popular perceptions of the document are, as the name suggests, as a declaration of independence, as the statement of a people's right to rule itself, of self-determination. But the name isn't old. It's only really been called the Declaration of Arbroath since the 20th century, since the middle of the 20th century. And the name itself misleads us about the meaning of the text. Why is it so well known? It's so well known, I think, because it's articulate, expressive, passionate, in a way that communicates itself across the centuries. But to get to grips with what the Declaration actually means and how we should understand it, we need also to look at its context. The Declaration was written, was dated to May 1320, and it fits into the events of the turbulent era in the early 14th century when Robert Bruce was seeking to prove and maintain his right to be King of Scotland and to maintain a Scottish kingdom which was independent of the rule of the English kings. The Declaration was in fact a letter written in the name of the Scottish barons and of the community of the realm of Scotland to the Pope, John XXII. And what lay behind it was the relationship between Robert and the Pope. Traditionally, the Scots had regarded the papacy as their protector. Nearly 100 years before, the papacy had extended direct protection and recognition to the Scottish Church, guaranteeing its separate status free from the domination of the Archbishops of Canterbury and York in England. In specific trouble spots or conflicts between the English and Scottish churches, popes had tended to support the English Church as a much more influential body, but in terms of the existence of Scotland and of the Scottish Church, the popes had given and maintained their support for Scotland. And in the opening years of the war between Edward I and the Scots in the 1290s and 1300s, the Pope had been an active supporter of the Scottish king and community.